Backtrack for half a second. Remind ourselves what this parak began with. We began the 28th chapter of Tiferes Yisrael with a medrash. The medrash on the pasuk Kosomai leves Yaakov v'saged levenei Yisrael. The medrash told us Kosomai leves Yaakov. Beis Yaakov refers to the women, as opposed to Bnei Yisrael, which refers to the men. And we began to explain how women, in fact, have a unique connection to Torah. Okay, so let's continue with that theme tonight. We highlighted that Amira is more gentle. To the women, Hashem spoke more gently. To the men, Hashem was a little bit more precise and demanding in terms of the details of Torah. But let's go a step further now. Okay, so, where are we on the screen? Okay, Ulinashim Tchila is where we're up to. Ulinashim Tchila, why were women informed first? Now, what we're going to see tonight, an amazing approach of the Maharal, when I say approach, not only to the way he deals with the Medrash on hand, but the way that the Maharal takes something which can be understood in a very paradoxical way. Meaning, if I were to ask you, right, without the context of this Medrash or the context of this Perek, who has more of a connection to Torah, men or women? Well, like anything, you know, you could see it in multiple ways. At a certain level, you could say men have more of a connection to Torah. Men have a formal obligation to study Torah, while women do not. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Chav Tes. The other way to look at it is to say, no, absolutely, women have a stronger connection to Hashem and to Torah. After all, one's Judaism is determined by the Jewish state of one's mother. Right? The mother determines if the child is Jewish, as opposed to, I heard an amazing story from a friend today, about someone he met who they found out afterwards was in fact Jewish when they had no idea, because their mother was Jewish and their grandmother was Jewish and their great-grandmother was Jewish, despite the fact that each of those individuals married a non-Jew. So women, on the one hand, have a more direct connection to Hashem and to Torah. On the other hand, we see in some areas of halacha, men seem to have more of an active relationship with Torah. So the Maharal has a beautiful way of really dancing back and forth between those different approaches to who has more of a connection to Torah. And then Elu ve'elu devar Elokim chayim, like everything in Torah, depending on how you look at it, they're all true, they're both true. So Ulenashim Tchila, women were informed about Torah first at Har Sinai. Why? Mipnei Shehem Rishon Lakabel Yosr Min HaNashim. Because women have an ability to receive more readily than men. Think of it in the context, the first context that comes to mind for myself, is the context of the formation of a child. The man is mashpia the zera, the woman is makabel, she receives her husband's seed, it fertilizes the egg, and the woman is a makabel, right? She's on the receiving end. But the way that the Maharal explains it, he says, ki korov el achomer hu makabel, kasher yadua. One who is more connected to chomer, connected to substance, to physicality, is more of a makabel. Kasher Yadua, as is well known, ki achomer muchan lekabbalah. Chomer means the raw material. Tzura represents the object once it's already taken on a form. Chomer is the raw material which can be molded. And therefore, the woman who has, you know, again, you can think of many, many examples of this, but let's take just one interesting, simple example from Jewish life. Right? When a husband and wife get married, so the woman will adopt her husband's minhagim. Right? So if she grew up, you know, not eating rice on Pesach, and she marries a Sephardi fellow, so now she'll eat rice on Pesach. Right? She's moldable. She's molded to the certain practices of her husband, and she is shaped by her husband the way that Chomer is shaped by the one who is molding it or defining it. Not to say, again, you have to be careful with these concepts, especially in our world today. Right? Obviously, the woman's own expression is very important, right? But in many ways she is guided by her husband. Ukamosha ba'arnu kama pa'amim, as we've explained this concept on numerous occasions, how a woman represents a certain chomer that can be shaped and can be developed. Again, it's taking the husband's seed and nurturing and creating a child within herself. Va'anashim heim chomrim bioser, women are more chomri than men. But that's a milo. That's actually a strength of the woman. It's not, God forbid, a critique, but it means that she's able to receive more so than the man, who somehow thinks he has his own independent way of thinking. That's why women you know, again, shape our Judaism, because they're more ready to receive from Hashem. They're more quick to accept with emuna pshuta, with simple faith, the realities that Hashem has imposed upon the world. While a man, sometimes to his discredit, to his haughtiness, is more self-made and thinks that he doesn't want to receive from others. A woman in her innocence is more ready to receive. Uvishvilza, and because of this, Seider Ha'inyan Nosein, Ki Asher Hu Memaher Lakabel, Hu Yoser Kodem Mimushu Me'acher, Umuchar. And therefore, because a woman is more ready to receive, so therefore, someone who's more ready, presumably, is going to come first before one who is less ready. So because a woman is more ready to be Makabel the Torah, it makes sense that Hashem spoke to the woman first, in a sense, at Har Sinai. And that's, again, our Pasuk. Koso Mar Lebeis Yaakov, first to the women, and then Tageid Lebnei Yisrael, and then Moshe will inform the men. Lakach Hikdim Hanashim Tchila, and it's for this reason that the women were approached first, were spoken to first. Vezesha Amar, and that's what it means in the Medrash when it says, Shehem Mizarzos Bemitzos, that they're quick, there's a sense of zeal, of speed, when it comes to a woman's willingness to accept mitzvos. The Hainu Shemakavlam HaMitzvos Aleyan, that they're much quicker and more ready to receive the mitzvos. And that's again a tremendous credit and a praise of the Jewish women. Davar Acher, but then we offered a second explanation. Bishvil Shehanashim Heim Haschala LeTorah, because women are the Haschala of Torah. What does that mean? V'im She'enan B'nei Torah, and here's where the Maharal has to grapple again with this paradox. On the one hand, women are not B'nei Torah in the sense, he's referring to that Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Chavtes, that there's no formal obligation for a woman to study Torah for the sake of studying Torah. Obviously, a woman needs to be knowledgeable in Torah to know how to live her life. She needs to know how to follow the halachos, Jewish law. Right? But she doesn't have to sit and study Gemara for, you know, just for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. As we know, Vishnantam Levanecha, right? To teach it to your children, to your sons, and not to your daughters, as the Gemara darshins. But at the same time, heim haschala l'Torah. At the same time, women are what? Are the foundation of Torah. And they're more essentially, in a sense, connected to Torah. Sheheim molichen es b'nehen l'Torah. Because women are the ones who are the guarantors by leading their children, by directing their children to receive a Torah education, they allow and ensure the continuity of Torah. Where do we see that a woman lays the foundation for Torah? From the fact that the woman provides her child with the chomer. Just like a woman herself is chomri, as opposed to the man who is tzura, using this mashal, so too, in the production of a child, the woman provides, the man provides the zera, which the Baal Tanya describes how the seed is created initially in the mind of the father, right? That the father's that the mind triggers the body to produce the seeds. So that's why the Baal Tanya says, in a sense, the mind of the child comes from the father, but the body, which of course develops over the course of those 9 months, the chumrius, the physicality of the child, comes from the mother, and therefore, like we said, chomer is pliable; it's able to be molded. And therefore, the way that the mother produces the child is going to have a much greater impact, in a sense. The body, the chumrius that the mother provides to the child, in some ways is greater than the ideas or the intellect or the formal teaching that the father does. That's why so often, you know, the mother's role in educating the child, even if it's a less formal role, again, according to Torah sources, but in many ways, the mother is the one who provides the real, you know, the essential feeling of what Judaism is. When the mother provides a proper, a good chomer for the child, then it's much easier for the child to be receptive to Torah. When the mother... Yeah.
I'm sure, I'm sorry about you.
Yeah, sure.
Are we saying that the chol is on the isha, or the chol is on... The fact that the chol is on the child, the fact that she's teaching the child, it's in the child or is it in the isha?
So again, we're saying that since an Isha is, right, since an Isha is the one who represents Chomer, and in the creation of a child, if we were to break down sort of, you know, which parts are given to the child from its mother versus given from its father, the mother, because she is Chomer, gives of her nature, which is Chomer. And but we're saying, again, the same way that a woman, the fact that she is Chomri, is more receptive to Torah, So in a certain sense, every child that will be created, be it male or female, is going to have some of that, you know, some of that ability to receive that, that it received, that the child received from its mother.
So she has no children. So then she wouldn't be so.
Again, I think she inherently, because a woman is, again, in the mashpia makabel relationship, the man is mashpia, the woman is makabel. So a woman is always seen as more chomri than her husband. But in the creation of every child, the mother provides, in a sense, you know, the chumrius of the child, and the father provides sort of the possibility of the child, right? The father provides that drop of zera that is the possibility of the child. But the mother's the one who actually forms the child. And again, that physical reality is reflecting a certain spiritual reality, which means that the mother is really creating the kli, is creating the vessel, which will in turn receive Torah. Which is why, again, the father, you know, the father could be the Gadol Hador, right? But if the mother's not Jewish, then the child's not Jewish. And the reverse is also true. The father could be the Pope. As long as the mother's Jewish, yeah, the child is going to be Jewish. So there's a certain basic foundation that the mother lays for the child that makes it receptive to Torah. And therefore, if the mother provides, whatever that means, I'm not sure exactly what that means, a chomer tov, then the child will be more receptive to Torah. If the mother's chomer is eno tov, then the body of the child, regardless of the education, but if the chomer of the child is not properly given over by the mother, so then the chomer itself, the body itself, the physicality itself, the substance of the materialism of life itself will serve as a blockage to Torah and to seichel, to spirituality, to neshama. Hareya isha hi hachana molichasa l'Torah. So therefore, because the mother is, again, the hachana, she's the preparation, she prepares the possibility of Torah being transmitted, and she physically prepares her child to lead her children to receive a Torah education, molichaso l'Torah, shehi mevi also al yedei hachanaso l'talmud Torah, she paves the way, she leads her child to the study of Torah, and therefore, kol hachana hu haschala v'hu kodem, obviously you prepare something before you do it, so preparation means beforehand. And therefore, women who have this ability to prepare something also therefore come first. So the Maharal has offered us so far two explanations as to why Hashem, by way of Moshe Rabbeinu, spoke to the women before the men. Number one, because a woman is inherently chomri, more chomri than a man, she's able to mekabel Torah more readily. And because she's more ready to be mekabel, she therefore comes first. And additionally, she prepares others to receive Torah. And therefore, since again, she serves as a preparer, therefore she comes first, because preparation comes before action. Okay? Let's go a step further. Then the Medrash told us, Va'amar Rav Tachlifa, Roy Lahakdim Hanashim Tchila. Right? It's fitting for women to come first. If we go back to the Medrash said, why is that so? Because when Hashem created the world, Hashem spoke to Adam first, and Chava was a little bit slighted by that. And because of that, it led to sin. So Hashem, so to speak, fixed his mistake at Har Sinai. What does that actually mean? So Amrav Tachlifa, Roy Lahakdim Anashim Tchila. Now again, we have to grapple with the fact that on the one hand, men are given more opportunity in terms of mitzvos. Men are given the formal obligation to study Torah. And yet, women are given Torah first. What about the fact, so why did Hashem give Adam first as opposed to Chava? And what does it mean that Hashem kind of corrected that mistake at Har Sinai? Again, what does it mean to give the Torah? What does it mean to give mitzvos? What does it mean for Hashem to decree upon us halachic obligations? Well, it means forming a relationship with us, right? It means forging a bris, some type of covenant, some type of chibur, some type of connection. Right, that Hashem imposes upon us, and we are mekabel those gezeros. We accept those decrees and those commands. V'davar zeh hisbar v'kam makomos, and this is something we've spoken about many times, going back to Parak Tes, when we first introduced the idea of mitzvos as forging a relationship, a chibur, a connection with Hashem. U'mipnei sha'ish hu yoser roi lebris v'chibur em Hashem yisbarach me'asher ha'isha shehi chomris. Now, we have to understand this, because here's where the Maharal seems to reverse himself. Because a man is able to forge a deeper bris with Hashem. Because what? Because an Isha is Chomris, and therefore what? Ve'ein ha-madrega kol kach shal nakeva kamo ha-zachar. Because a woman is pliable, she's able to be molded. So the fact that she could be influenced perhaps more readily means that what? That she doesn't, you know, when you forge a bris with someone, where there's a covenant, where there's a treaty, where there's some type of relationship, right? So it takes two people opting in. But because a woman is so malleable in this sense, because she's chomri and can be molded, so in a certain sense, she's sort of just influenced by whatever is imposed upon her. So that's hard. You can't really call that a bris, because there's a lack of true identity. So here's where a man, in a certain sense, has a greater ability to truly enter into a covenant with Hashem. Ulefichach nitztav ha'adam tchila. And therefore, going back to Bereishis, the Bereishis context, the creation context, Hashem first commanded Adam, Lefi shemadregaso karuv el Hashem yisparach, because he, in a certain sense, is closer to Hashem. Again, if I had to define Hashem, there's one thing that Hashem is not, and Hashem is not chomri. Hashem is not physical at all. Hashem doesn't have a body. So therefore, if a woman is more physical by nature, and a man is more abstract by nature, spiritual by nature, so for that reason, man and Hashem are able to relate to each other in a certain sense better than woman and Hashem, because God doesn't have a body. Umivnei kach kilkula ha'isha, and yet because of this, the woman in Gan Eden Chava came to sin. Ki acher shachibur shel ha'isha em Hashem yisparach einu b'madregas ha'ish, because a woman does not have that same degree of connection to Hashem, because she is more physical and Hashem is obviously not physical, that leads to sin. Hare chibur shala chibur chaser. Her connection to Hashem on a certain level is lacking. V'kasher achibur chaser yavo mizeh kilkul sheyusar achibur. And because the connection is lacking, because of the disconnect between her physicality and God's, God not having a body, God being transcendent, Hashem being entirely spiritual, and again, none of these are really the right word. So because of that, the connection is, on a certain level, not fully there. But kasher achibur chaser, and if the connection is lacking, yavu mizek kilkul sheyusar achibur. There's the possibility of the connection being severed on a certain degree, on a certain level, and that's how the sin occurred in Gan Eden. V'zdavar zeh hayadavka eitzah ha'adam. But now the Maharal, look how he threads the needle so precisely. When he explains again, men versus women, women versus men, Adam and Chava, Gan Eden versus Har Sinai. Listen to this. Because the relationship that Hashem was offering Adam and Chava, not as Jews, not as recipients of Torah, but as human beings with a relationship with a creator, a chibur that was lacking in shleimus, because God was not offering 613 at that point. Hashem was not offering the full Torah. Kamo shahayim mekam liYisrael hachibur v'shleimus. As opposed to the Jewish people, Yisrael at Har Sinai, who received the entire Torah. Ulafichach eitzal ha'adam hayachibur lafi ha'madrega. So therefore, in Gan Eden, where the offering of a relationship was already an incomplete offering, because Hashem was not offering the entire Torah, so therefore, Hashem offered it to the one who was better able to what? To enter into a covenant, and that was man. Kodem ha'ish va'achar kach ha'isha. Hakol lefi ha'madrega shekol echad ve'echad. Hashem was offering a bris, a covenant, a chibur, in accordance with levels. And therefore, the man's ability to enter into a bris, hence, men have an actual bris on the eighth day of their life, as opposed to a woman, right? So therefore, in Gan Eden, in that context, man came before woman. Aval Yisrael kiblu hachibur b'shleimus kasher nitna lehem haTorah. But when Hashem gave us the Torah at Har Sinai, and Hashem was offering us an absolute relationship, a full relationship, namely Kabbalas haTorah, v'raya shenasen la'adam harishon mixas mitzos v'vad, and the proof is that Hashem only offered several mitzos to Adam harishon, v'lakach lo haya hachibur b'shleimus. And therefore, the covenant, the bris, the treaty, the relationship that was being forged in Gan Eden was an incomplete one. Aval Yisrael shayhaya lehem Torah shleima. But when Hashem offered the Jewish people the entire Torah, a chibur shayhaya lehem hu shalim, a chibur that would be, a connection that would be absolute, Hashem wanted to show that what? That dafka the one who's not as capable at making a bris, namely a woman, Dafka was given first, was spoken to first in the context of Kabbalah Satorah. And that was the Chiddush of Kabbalah Satorah. The Chiddush was that Dafka, a woman, who according to her Madrega is less capable, more able to receive, and this is where it gets a little bit, you know, seemingly contradictory, but it's not, more ready to receive, but less capable in forging an actual covenant, the bris, Hashem wanted to prove that at Har Sinai, that even the women who are less more ready to receive, but less capable at forging a bris, would be the first recipients of Torah. And that would show the absolute, that would show the absolute nature of the relationship that was forged with the Jewish people at Har Sinai. So again, V'lakach roi she'atzivoi le'isha t'chila b'matan Torah, she'dover zeh ha'yachibur b'shlemus. Since the relationship at Har Sinai was an absolute one, not a partial offering, but a complete offering, ki ha'isha she'ena kolkach b'madrega, a woman who doesn't have the same madrega in this context as a man, kasher hi tekabel ha'gezeira, because she's so ready to receive, ha'yachibur b'shlemus. When she does receive at Har Sinai, the relationship is absolute. Va'achar kach nitztava ish bechibur madrega yoser and isha. And then afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again spoke to the men who can receive the chibur, the relationship, on a higher level. V'lachein hiktim hatziva l'isha kodem l'isha. That's dafka the point God made at Har Sinai. Hashem therefore commanded the women before the men. Kabbalas hanashim haTorah mora ze alakibul shayel yisrael b'Torah, because that highlights by showing that yes, that even to the women who are less able to enter into a covenant with God, we're able to do so because of the absolute relationship of Torah, the absolute selection of Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai shahaya b'shlemus vidaver ze yoser maila, and that in fact, so to speak, you know, revealed a greater novelty. V'lachein hiskir osat chila. And that's the reversal that takes place at Har Sinai, that women were chosen first in the context of Kabbalah Satorah, as opposed to in Gan Eden. V'davar ze mevu'ar ma'od, this idea is a very clear, albeit very deep idea. V'hu inyan nifla, it's a very wondrous idea, because it is somewhat paradoxical. V'diktuk amuk ma'od, lama hiktim anashim la'anashim. And this explains in a very precise and deep way why women were spoken to first at Har Sinai. Because again, it highlights in one sentence, it highlights the fullness of the relationship that was forged with the Jewish people at Har Sinai, a relationship that what? Asher lo yusar, a bond that could never be severed. We need to understand this well. Again, the Chiddush of Har Sinai, the absolute connection, that even a woman who, again, is chomer, can therefore be molded, can be more easily influenced, was able to enter into an absolute covenant with Hashem at Har Sinai, who eidus al chibur Yisrael bo Yisbarach, and it highlights again the fullness of the relationship that the Jewish people have with Hashem. Shehi b'shlemus b'li hasara, it is an absolute bond that can never be severed. Okay, so that's the that's again somewhat the reversal in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, it was first the man and then the woman, because it was only a partial offering, and therefore the man Adam had to show up at the bargaining table, so to speak, to meet Hashem midway, more ready to connect to Hashem because he's less physical. But at Har Sinai, because of the absolute selection of Klal Yisrael and the full giving of the entirety of the Torah, women were chosen first to show that the relationship with Hashem and the Jewish people is absolute and can never be severed for anything or by anything in the world. Okay? So let's stop here for tonight. Mirza Hashem, Sunday night we will have our last shiur of this series. And then I hope to start some other learning, perhaps in person, God willing. But Mirza Hashem will finish up Perach Avches on Sunday night. And then we're going to pause. Maybe we'll finish the Sefer one day. We still have about 45 prakim to go. But Baruch Hashem, it's been a treat to learn together.